And this is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. Ahead this morning at 8 on the KUNM Call-In Show, we'll discuss hate crimes in New Mexico with the Anti-Defamation League and the lead FBI investigator on the swastika branding case in Farmington. The defendants were the first people to be charged and convicted of federal hate crimes charges. But first, we hear from a young victim of bullying in Albuquerque. After classmates found out that Zach Frankel is Jewish, the name-calling and teasing began. By the time Zach got to high school, he says it was part of his normal school experience to hear offensive jokes, names, and comments referring to his faith. One student was sending text bombs or hundreds of pre-programmed texts to Zach's cell phone. Finally, the 14-year-old told his mom. She called the school, and the other student was suspended.
In high school, I kind of opened up out of my shell. I didn't take crap from anyone. I was tired of it. Some kid asked for my number because, you know, everyone exchanged phone numbers, which is fine. But he gave it to someone else, which, you know, I don't care. And they started spamming me, and I got 565 messages. It didn't become a problem. It was just, you know, it's kind of funny. I've never gotten, like, it's never said 565 new messages before. And eventually, you know, it's just going to be easy. I can just delete the conversation. But it was annoying when I could not use my phone anymore. And, like, I couldn't make phone calls.
Is that because your memory was all used up on your phone, or because you had, like, maxed out your text messages?
Yeah, I just said, clean up inbox, and then they would just keep coming in, and I couldn't send a text message, or I couldn't, you know, call anybody without having the message, and my phone has, like, this, when I get a text message, it has, like, this 4 second long, like, this piano riff. It just kept going.
All the time, right?
All the time. And I had to eventually turn my phone off, and I couldn't use it. And then I started getting the hate mail.
So you didn't tell your mom right away. Why not?
I didn't tell my mom about the regular spam. But when it got to the point where, you know, like, the kid would take stuff out of my backpack, and you know, I'd ask for it back, and then he would send me an answer 400 times.
Well, so in the end, you sort of advocated for this student who was bullying you to get kind of a lesser punishment. Why did you feel that way?
I mean, the kid was 15. Some stupid mistake that he made, which he's going to regret for the rest of his life. I mean, I'm sure. Like, he has a heart. Everyone has a heart. I said to the administration and the security guard, he should be able to take his finals. Because we're 5 days away from the semester.
So it seems like you were able to really tap into a level of compassion for this kid, even though he had been really causing you some, you know, annoyance and even more. I mean, would you say that he was hurting your feelings, too?
Not as much as hurting my feelings. It's just like, I mean, why would you act this way?
Did you think that things would just get worse for him if he missed his finals?
Yeah, things would just get worse. He would have to go. He's already going to have to go to not a secondary school, but an alternate school because he got kicked out of APS. If he tries to get into college, they're going to look at his record. The fortunate thing for him, though, is that he is a minor, so it's not going to be on his permanent record. But I mean, I'm sure he's going to carry this with him for the rest of his life.
What did your friend say?
People were shocked, and, you know, they would ask where he was because he wasn't there.
Did they know what had happened to you?
Like,
did you tell your friends about what happened with the text messages?
Yeah, I was actually told by the police not to say anything, but and then, you know, everyone knew. Not everyone, but some people knew.
So, in a sense, you were told not to talk about it, and everybody knew he was gone and that something had happened, but you didn't get really an opportunity to kind of process your experience with your friends, so to speak.
Yeah, more with my parents and that. I think that's it. My sister, maybe.
What did this experience change for you?
Forgiveness. You gotta let stuff go. If you hold on to something forever, and you hold a grudge, and you never let it go, you're just gonna become psychotic. So at a young age, for everyone who is holding a grudge that is just, like, think about it and see if it's really important, just let it go.
If he were to apologize to you, would that mean something to you?
It would. I do not hope that this kid's life is ruined. I hope he does find peace with his life eventually.
14-year-old Zach Frankel was bullied in school because he's Jewish. Still to come this morning, we'll take a look at hate crimes in New Mexico on the KUNM Call-In Show. We'll hear from the lead FBI investigator on the swastika branding case in Farmington. Three men pled guilty to charges that included hate crimes and conspiracy to commit a hate crime after using a hot metal hanger to brand a swastika on the arm of a mentally disabled Navajo man. They were the first people to be charged and convicted of federal hate crimes charges. We'll take your calls and comments on the KUNM Call-In Show. That's just ahead this morning at 8 here on KUNM. You can call in live during the show. You can send an email to callinshow@kunm.org, or you can post your comments online at kunm.org.